Have your Bible turned this morning to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. If you have your place, stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word. 1 John chapter 2. I want to begin reading at verse 18. The Bible says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." I want to preach just a little while on this thought, if you'll think it with me for a little bit, on who were they. Amen? Who were they? As we look at this, we see this, that Paul, he's speaking to the brother, he's speaking to little children, those who are in Christ Jesus. He says, little children, is the last time. He's talking about that last time, looking to that place of when God said that Jerusalem would be destroyed and not one stone would stay intact in Jerusalem. And he's a point that he said, we're living that time, we're looking to that time. But I want to say now, in the day and hour that we're living in, we're looking past that time. That thing is already past. It is history, and we're living in the present, and praise God, we're looking to the future. Amen? And we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says that in the last times, the last days, there'll be many antichrists. We're living in a world today when people are always, a lot of people are saying, I'm a Christian. They're attaching being a Christian to their name, but yet they deny the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say, without Christ, you cannot be a Christian. Amen? But with Christ Jesus living in your heart, He is what makes us to become a Christian. Amen? When we believe and trust in Him, we actually become Christ-like. That ought to be our goal today, to be Christ, to be like Christ. Amen? To have a Christ-likeness in our life. And he says, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Amen? He said, he's speaking to me and you today, and he said, you know what? We know that we're living close to the end. We're living close to a time when Jesus is coming back. Amen? Just like he said he would. And we're looking at that and expecting that with all our hearts. And he says, as we begin to see some things come to pass, as we begin to notice some things. I was talking to a fellow today, and we was talking about how you can sit and you can see the Bible being fulfilled right before eyes. The things that Isaiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah spoke of that would come in these last times, the last days that we live, we're seeing it come of age. I mean, we're seeing it transpire right before eyes. And he said, Brother Robert, he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, there comes a time, the Lord's a coming, praise God, and we're going, and we all need to be looking for Him. If we're looking for Him, then we have our eyes on the Lord. We're trusting Him, amen, to make the difference in our lives. And He's the one that brings us along, praise God, for His glory. But we see those here in verse 19. He's speaking to the children of God. He speaks as we, being the children of God, but He speaks of they that are something else. I want to say those days that He's speaking of are unbelievers. There's a whole lot of people today that confess to be Christians, but they don't believe, they don't have our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They're professing Christ, but they don't have that power of Christ on their lives. They're playing church, they're professing to be Christians, but they don't have Christ in their life. He said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. So he says here, he said, we have got a plan and a purpose, amen? It's almost like a military act that we do, praise God, that we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got marching orders from the high commander, and he's telling us that we need to just keep marching on, amen? He's telling us that we have a plan and a purpose, And he's talking about we, those that have been born again, those that have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. We believe it. We trust it. We've asked him to forgive us our sins, to come in our heart and made him the Lord of our life. Praise God. He said, we have the marching instructions. Praise God. He said, we've been bound to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why a lot of folks that's falling away? Because we've never truly hooked up with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not bound to the Lord, amen. Lock, stock, and barrel, sold out, saying, you know what? I'm just going to go with the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And not only to be my Savior, but be the shepherd of my soul. Amen. We need a shepherd today more than ever. We need a shepherd, our soul, to lead us along this way of life and to help us, amen, to encourage us. Amen. So if we're bound to the Lord Jesus Christ, then we'll be bound to our Christian community. Amen. If we're bound to the Lord Jesus Christ, did you hear me? We'll be bound to our Christian community. I mean, I don't know about you. I want to have Christian friends. I want to have people around me that love the Lord, amen, that can encourage and edify, like we talked about Sunday school this morning, and lift up one another. Amen. I want to be around people, amen, that'll give me encouragement from the Lord. They'll tell me, you know what? You can't, but God can. He said it binds us to that Christian community. Amen. He said they would no doubt have continued because they'd been bound to Christ. They'd been bound to their Christian community. They'd been bound to a unity that nothing could break. Amen. When you sell out for Christ, when you come into a unity with in the fellowship of the Lord. Now, did you get that? A unity and a fellowship with the Lord. See, a lot of times the reason we can't have unity and fellowship with each other is because we don't have a unity and a fellowship with the Lord. When we come in that unity and fellowship like the disciples did, like those folks, 120 did, up there in the upper room before Pentecost, they came in one mind, one accord, just seeking the Lord. They were waiting on the Lord. They were trusting the Lord. Amen. They was expecting the Lord. I believe we're living in a day and hour that we're not expecting the Lord to come. We've heard it. We've become so hardened to the gospel that we don't believe that the Lord could come any day. Amen. We don't expect the Lord to come. Amen. We're not looking for Him. We're not desiring Him. We're just going about our business. You know, but we better be careful because that's what Jesus told disciples to look for. Amen. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. Said they were just marrying and giving marriage, eating and drinking and being married. It wasn't maybe that they were so sinful. They was just going about doing their own thing with a disregard for God and godliness. I tell you, what's wrong with America today? What's going to take to fix America is getting back to a God and a godliness. But what we have, Paul said, we have a form of godliness, but he said we're denying the very power thereof. And he said, hey, listen, so that mess, he said, just turn away from it. He said, it'll not do you no good. It'll not help you. It'll not grow you. It'll not get you closer to the Lord. Amen. He said, we need to turn away from that and we need to turn back to God. You know, that's what repentance is. Repentance is realizing when we mess up, we do things that God's Word says is wrong. And He convicts our heart, and we're going this direction, and we turn, and we say, you know what? I'm not going that way. I said, Lord, I'm sorry I broke your heart. I'm going in a different direction. And God begins to manifest Himself to us, and people begin to applaud us, and man, He gets glory out of that, and they praise God. He helps us to keep marching on. But if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in the shenanigans of the devil, amen, and we don't follow Christ. And what happens? It's when one of the little sheep breaks away. Hello? When one of the little sheep breaks away, it disturbs the whole herd. Amen? When one of us decide to go out on our own, it messes up the unity. Amen? Paul said, you know what? We're not our own no more. We belong to Him. When we sell out, we say, you know what? Lord, I don't belong to me. I'm not mine. Praise God, I belong to You, Lord. It makes all the difference. Amen. It makes every bit of difference. When we say, you know what? Lord, I belong to You. I'm trusting in You. Praise the Lord. It brings that bond of unity. It brings that bond of life, that bond of faith that we need that comes from the Lord. Amen. A bond of faith. amen, a life of faith, trust in the Lord. Then we have Him in every situation. No matter what we're going against, no matter what we're facing, praise God, we say, you know what? I'm just trusting the Lord. Because I know God, hey listen, I know He knows what's best for me. I know He has help for me. I know He has encouragement for me. I know He has strength for me. Our strength comes from the Lord. David, when he was being chased by old King Saul, and he was hiding in the caves of En-Gedi, he prayed to the Lord. He said, and he asked God to strengthen him, and he strengthened himself in the Lord. Amen. He got the strength to keep pressing on, praise God, not in himself, not in his army, not in his 400 men, but he got his strength in the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, that we need that unity to come together in a life of faith, trusting the Lord, bound in our faith, praise God, realizing that we're going to need strength, we're going to need help somewhere along the way. And that strength and that help, praise God, it comes from a unity. It comes from that bond with Christ, that bond to our church community, that bond to the unity, one and one mind, one accord, praise God, that one mindness that brings that bond of faith, that life of faith that we have, that we need in these last days. People are telling us, they're saying now, you know, the Antichrist, it's all over the world. They're saying, well, you know, you can pray just so you don't mention the name of Jesus. Huh? This political correctness is saying you can pray. It's okay to pray all you want to. Just don't mention the name of Jesus. Well, if you can't mention Him, then it's not okay to pray. Amen? Because He said if you need anything, He said ask in My name and you shall receive. Amen? What are you doing? What are you saying? He said we're just trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, expecting Him, amen, to make a difference. Praying with that bond, that experience that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, expecting Him to make that difference. Praise the Lord. So we see this. He said they would no doubt have continued with us. He said, but they went out. Amen. He said they went out from, who were they? The ones that went out. That's who they were. The ones that departed from the Lord. Amen. The ones that depart, what did they do? He said they left. They went out. He said because they were not, He said that they might make manifest that they were not all, now watch this, of us. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to say they, everybody that sits in a church this morning is not a child of God. Amen. That God would like for you to be, but everybody that's sitting in churches today all across the United States of America, all over the world today, are not children of God. There's a whole lot of folks, a sinner, that's never been born again. That's never put our faith and our trust in Lord Jesus Christ. You say, you know what that means? That means trusting Him, praise God, even with our lives. Amen? Even the breath that we breathe, we trust every day, praise God, that God keeps giving us that we need. That God Almighty, we're trusting Him through Lord Jesus Christ to supply all our needs. Amen. Not just those simple daily necessities that we have, because we all have them. But I'm talking about those needs, praise God, that nobody else can take care of. Amen? But He said that those that went out, praise God, He said they were unbelievers. He said they're not of us. Amen? He said they're not all born again believers. They're not all saved. They're not all living according to God's will. Amen? Not all folks is living according to the will of God. He said, but ye. See, the difference between them and us, between they and ye. He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. He said, but you have. He said, the difference between those that's gone out and you. He said, you've got an unction. He said, the Holy Ghost of God is living in you. He said, the Spirit of God is directing you. The Spirit of God is giving you the directions that you need to go. And said, praise God, because He lives in you, because you're trusting to help you. Praise God, you're doing different things. Amen. Your life is manifestation of what lives in you. He said, these that were gone out, He said, the manifestation that they have, He said, they're not of us. He said, what they have is something different. Amen. What we have, what we need today, church, is the Lord Jesus Christ as the heart and the center of our lives to manifest Himself into us. Praise the Lord. He said those that went out were unbelievers. In other words, they were living in condemnation. Amen. In John chapter 3, let me just show that to you. John chapter 3, he talks about that condemnation. Chapter 3 and verse, well, let's just start at verse 17. John chapter 3 and verse 17, the Bible said, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world," what, watch this, "through Him," how? "Through the Lord Jesus Christ, might be saved." Not by something that some man does, not by some act that we perform, not by something that we challenge ourselves to do or to accomplish or overcome, but He said it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be saved. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to save us. You say, "Well, preacher, we've got to live by the law." He came, and Jesus fulfilled the law for me and you. Because we can't do it. We can't live a perfect, sinless life. But He did. Amen. And Bible says if we'll lift Him up, that He'll draw all men unto Him. Amen. Verse says in John 3:18, He said, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned." What does that mean? It means our condemnation has been taken away. The condemnation that we had in our lives when we were sinners. He said, "But he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." See, we have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to accept Him. We have to believe in Him, amen, in order to be saved. He said, this is the condemnation. Now watch this. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Amen. People like to run around in the dark because they do evil deeds. Amen. Evilness is everywhere. People like the dark. That's why you have all these people at so-called protests and all that. Why do they want to do it in the dark? Amen. You can't even see them protesting in the dark. Because their deeds are evil. They're out to not do no good. Amen. And when we get caught in darkness, when we begin to light the darkness, amen, it's because that we're out to do no good. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." He said, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light." It makes you wonder when people stand up. I mean, congressmen, senators, some of the people that's supposed to be helping in this country, amen, making us strong, stand up and say, "You know what? We don't want the Lord Jesus Christ." What they're doing is they're saying, "You know what? We vote to turn out the lights." He said, "We vote to just cut the lights off." You know what happens when you cut the lights off? Everybody just runs amok. I mean, everybody just begins to run and go to and fro and do whatever they want to in the darkness. Amen. And it's every man for themselves. Every man, one boy and girl for themselves. Amen. And you get into a whole state of anarchy. But see, that's what the world is coming. It's coming to a state of anarchy. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we have no rule of law. Do you realize today that our laws in the United States of America are bound and founded upon the Word of God? Amen. Our Constitution is bound and it's set upon the words of truth of the Word of God. And when we deviate from that, what do? We get with somebody reaching up and they're turning, they got a dimmer switch and they're just turning the lights out. And if we ain't very careful, we allow it to happen because they do it gradually. Amen. They gradually begin to turn the lights out, and the next thing you know, if we ain't careful, we'll be in the dark. Amen. And we start, they do it real gradually, and you get used to it. Amen. But praise God, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in the dark. I want to live in a place, praise God, I want to have a church, glory be God, where God Almighty is real and the presence of the Holy Spirit is alive. Where He stirs in the hearts and the minds of people. He lifts us up and encourages us. Amen. Gives us that we need. He said, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light." Amen. Lest his deeds should be reproved. You know why people don't want to come to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ? because they don't want to be discovered. They don't want to be found out how we live. But I've got news for you. He already knows how you are. Amen. The Lord already knows how you are. He knows how you're living. He knows how you're talking. He knows how you're acting. He knows how you're reacting. He knows all the everything about you. Even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. God already knows. Amen. So praise God, it'd be easier just to get on His side, amen. Just to get out of the dark, get into the light, praise God, of the glorious gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, and allow Him to begin to help us, amen, to live as a child of light. Amen. I think it would help us today, church, if we could begin to live in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because our life, now listen, our life would illuminate the lives of those around us. Because, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of my people that are caught up in the dark. You talk to them, they, oh, I'm okay. I'm all right. Yeah, are you sure? Are you okay with the Lord? That's the main thing. Is everything right between you and the Lord? I think so. I want to say, praise God, it's a no-so. Amen. We ought to know, praise God, whether we're trying to live right or whether we're not. And if we're not, praise God, go and allow the Lord to help us to fix it so that we are. So that we can go on for Him, praise God, in the precious glory of the Lord, praising and glorifying His name for all the things that He does. Amen. His marvelous grace and His mercy, praise God, will be extended to us that we might extend it to someone else. So that the light will begin to shine. Amen. They'll discover where they are. Amen. I like it when the Lord speaks my heart and helps me discover where I'm at. Amen. He shows me where I'm at. He shows me how I'm living, how I'm acting, what I'm doing. Amen. And helps me to improve day by day. But he goes on, verse 21, said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are what? Wrought in God. He said, praise God, when a person comes to the light, when they begin to realize the magnificent light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we come to that light, we run to that light, we begin to realize, praise God, that everything that we do, Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. You know what that means? Brother Charles, it means that we are what we are because we've let the light in. Amen. We're accepting the light. We're letting the light shine in us, praise God, and it's making a difference. But he said they were some of these folk that were unbelievers. They was choosing to live in the dark. And he said they were condemned already because they chose to live in the dark. Over in Romans chapter 8, he said, there is therefore now, no, verse 1, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now watch this. He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said the Spirit of God comes in. That's that illumination. Well, we ought to desire the Spirit of God. We ought to long for the Spirit of God. Amen. Because it's that illuminating power of God Himself. That's the presence of God that moves in and takes up its abode. Praise the Lord. We need that illumination. He said, because we are not they. Amen. Who are they? Those are unbelievers that's called up. They're condemned. They're called up in the darkness. But God never intended us to be in the dark. Amen. God intended us to come to that marvelous light. Look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse 25. He gives us a promise. He said, and this is the promise that He hath promised us. Now watch this. Now watch. Amen. He said, this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. Amen. He said, so through the Lord Jesus Christ, through that illuminating power of God, He said, we have eternal life. Amen. You know what the opposite of that is? Eternal death. Amen. He said, well, preacher, eternal death would be a bad thing. Eternal death is a bad thing. He said, we have, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through faith, our faith in Him, we have eternal life. Amen. Because we allow the light to illuminate us, we trust in the light, the Lord Jesus Christ, we trust in the truth, and the truth makes you free. And praise God, when you're free in Christ, you're free indeed. So the illuminating power of God begins to manifest itself. We begin to see, and we begin to recognize the eternal life that God has for us. I don't know about you, I'm not interested in eternal death. The power that death has on me now is enough. Amen. That one day I'll go out of here. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said about that. You know, preacher, I don't really know if I believe all that. Well, look what Jesus said. I'm not about Jesus. You believe Jesus, don't you? Amen. It's His Word. It's what He says. In Mark chapter 9. In Mark chapter 9, verse 43. He says, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands and go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Amen. He says, but Jesus said, hey, listen, we have a promise of eternal life. And He said, if we don't accept eternal life, if we don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, then we have, the only other option is eternal death. Amen. So here, listen, you young people. He says, listen, says, if these things that you're laying hands on, things that you're doing, that's not pleasing to God, He said, you have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ to get you out of that. Amen. That He'll cut that out and cut that off from your life so that you'll not participate in that. He said, where thy worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, that eternal fire never goes out. Can you imagine burning and burning forevermore, tormented, and that fire never quits? The lady that lives out the road from us, you may have heard that Miss Fender that got burned in the fire at the campground. She died this past Monday in Ohio in the burn center. Finally, she succumbed to the massiveness of her burns, and she died. She passed away. But I can't imagine how terrible that is to have your flesh literally melted off by fires. But can you imagine the intensity of hell and how awful it'd be to be burned in fire and torment year after year, day after day, century after century, throughout eternity without any reprieve? Amen. See, she was a good gate. She loved the Lord and praised God. Now she's with the Lord. But what about those that's died without Christ, those unbelievers, those that went out, praise God, and they never came back? They went out because they didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't trust the Lord, amen, to help them, to keep them in. Amen. To keep them in the family of God. And they went off into hell, lost without God. But He said, if your hand offends you, if your hand causing you problems, if the things you're doing is causing you problems, amen, He said, amen, even to cutting off your hand. He said, get rid of that's hindering you. Amen. He goes on and says, if the things you do, but then verse 45 of Mark 9, He says, if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where thy worm dieth not in the fire, is not quenched. I wonder how Jesus, why He reiterated that so much. I believe He wanted us to get it. Amen. He said, you either get born again, you trust in God, amen, and Lord Jesus Christ, or you're trusting, you're following the devil, following the things of the world. And He said, your end result, He said, the wages of sin is death. And to die and die and die, and you know the worst thing about it? Would be to die in hell and be lift up your eyes like that rich man who died, and the Bible says he's still there today. He lift up his eyes in hell, being in torment, cried across the gulf that was there at that time before Jesus died, and said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to go up there and tell it, hey, one drop of water. All I want is one drop of water to quench my thirst. But he said, hey, no. He said, no. He said, hey, well, send Lazarus to my brothers. Said, send him up and tell him not to come to this awful place. Amen. Why? Because it's real. So we need to watch what we do, young people. You need to watch what you do. You need to watch where you go with your feet. Amen. Amen. We need to watch what we do. We need to watch where we go. Praise the Lord. He said, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. For it is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes and to be cast into hell fire. Here he says again, where thy worm doth not, and the fire is not quenched. So not only says, young people, he said, watch what you do, and he said, watch where you go. He said, but watch what you think. Watch what you allow into your mind. Watch what you take in and you absorb and you retain. He said, when it's not of God, when it's ungodliness, he said, get rid of it. That's when you say, Jesus, 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 praise God, and the wickedness will flee away. Amen. So you need to what? You know, listen to me, you young people. You're sitting in schools right now when they're teaching you about evolution. Amen. They're teaching you about evolution, that this thing started with a big bang and all this. That's nonsense. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise God. God created everything we see. There is no big bang. Amen. Do not believe it. Do not entertain that for a thought for not 1 second. Praise God. There is no big bang. God, well, maybe there was. God says, but let it be, and bang, there it was. But God Almighty created everything. And He created it all for His glory. Amen. Listen, non-life cannot minister life. Non-life cannot bring life. That's dead, praise God, will always be dead. Amen. But praise God, when God created everything, He created life in everything. Even me and you, He breathed into Adam's nostrils and he became what? A living soul. Didn't say he became a living organism. Amen? But he became a living soul, a living human being. Amen? We didn't crawl out of the swamp, praise God, and become some kind of little old parasite, amen, on a duck's back. Glory be to God. We were created, amen, in the likeness and image of God. That's the way He created Adam and Eve. Amen. So listen, we got to be careful that the light shines our heart, that we become that light. That we realize where we go, what we do, and amen, and what we think, what we allow into our minds. Because I'm telling you, you youngins, Jacob, one day you'll probably go to a liberal college. And them professors will tell you, you know what? You have to believe in evolution. You don't have to believe in evolution. You say, you know what? I have to believe in God because He's real. Amen. All evolution is a theory. Amen. They have no proof. Amen. They have no proof. But praise God, we have the Word of God that tells us about Him. He wrote to us to tell us about Himself. We have proof. God give us Himself in a volume of a book. There's no other book in the world like the Word of God. There's no other book in the world that's that gives us who God is. Amen? If all that other was true, why wouldn't we have some kind of definition? Say, well, this is how it started. This is how the Big Bang came to be. But it ain't, because it's not true. But God says, what God says is true. Praise God. God is truth. Praise God. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen? God's Word is truth. And He said, those that don't believe, that don't trust in Christ, He said, those are unbelievers. He said, those are antichrist. Amen. I wonder what category we'll fit into. Amen. He says, we're living in the last days. Amen. He said, a time before there's a falling away. You know what? And I preached on this last Sunday morning about that falling away that's coming to America. We see it even in our churches today. People are falling away. We're getting caught up. The Bible says they'll believe a lie and be damned. People are falling in. They're beginning to believe the lie of the devil. And the lie is that you don't need God. But I want to say, praise God, the closer we get to the end, the more we need God. The more we need godliness in our lives. So that we can, hey, mamas and daddies, so that we can live right so our children have a chance. Amen. So that we can stand up, praise God, and believe in something that's right. Something that's true. So our young'uns will have a chance. See, it's a difference between believers and unbelievers, amen? It's between eternal life or eternal death. It sounds pretty serious to me. Amen? Our faithfulness to the Lord, what we do for Him. John says in 1 John chapter 4, he tells us about this, what I'm talking about. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, do you get that? He said they're gone out. Who are those that's gone out? Those that were not with God. Those that were not part of the true church. Amen. He said they've gone out. He said they've left. They've separated themselves. Amen. He said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Amen. What spirit is God? That confesses the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That miraculous birth that took place that we're going to celebrate next month. Amen. When the Son of God, amen, was manifest in the flesh. Amen. Glory to God. He came down to where we was. When we couldn't get to Him, praise God, Brother Robert, He came to where we was. I love that song. When we couldn't get to Him, He came to us. Praise the Lord. He said, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard it, should come. And even now already is it in the world. It was prominent then, but boy, it's big now. The spirit of Antichrist. We don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Amen. Can't say Merry Christmas at the holiday. It's Happy Holidays. Amen. Praise God. I say Merry Christmas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, you are of God. So notice the difference between they and we. Who are they? Those that don't believe. But He said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because see, what He says, you know what? There's a whole lot of them that would like to drag you out too. There's a whole lot of Antichrist out there, amen, that would like to drag you out with them. You know why? Because they want us to be just as miserable as they are. You know the Bible, you know the old saying that misery loves company? There's a whole lot of folks out here in the world that are miserable, and they want you to be miserable too. Amen. That way they don't feel so bad about themselves. But I say just leave them alone in their misery, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, they'll be all alone. Hey, listen, someday they'll turn to the Lord. That misery, the light will come on, that misery will flee away. Praise God. He said, you are little children, overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. We've got something in us that's bigger than what's out here. Amen. That's why we don't desire this out here as much. Praise God, we desire this that's in here. We desire the things of God more than anything else. Amen. So they are of the world. Amen. Who are they? The unbelievers. He said, therefore they speak of the world and the world heareth them. Have you ever noticed, you can tell, Brother Rex said one time, he said, when you go out in different places, you meet people and do quotes and things like that, you go out in the world, amen, you can talk to somebody for about 10 minutes, Brother Bill, and you know how they stand. Amen. If you're a child of God, you can tell, amen, the Spirit of our wind, in 10 minutes you can tell how somebody believes. Amen. You'll know whether they stand upon what's right and truth, amen, or whether they're out here on the fringes, or whether they're just lost as a Brother Rufus said, ball in high weeds. Amen. You can know, because what's in the heart comes out through the mouth, and their speech will betray them every time. Let me ask you something. When you get out in the world and you're communicating with people, how is your speech? How is your actions and reactions? Are they Godward? Do we meditate? Do we think about what would be pleasing to God, even to the edifying of those people? You say, preacher, I thought that was for the church. No, no, no. Listen, it is for the church. But we are to be going out and lifting up and encouraging, praise God, trying to bring all these other folk out of the muck and mire of this present world. Amen? They're looking, desiring something that they're not finding. But praise God, when we come out, listen, how do we act? How do we talk? Hey, you young people. Look at me, Malachi, you others, especially you high schoolers. How do you act out in the world? Do you act like a Christian? Amen. Do you manifest yourself in a way that somebody says, you know what? There's difference in them. There's a Christ-likeness in them. Amen. Can they see that? Do they recognize it? You say, well, I don't know, not really, but I wonder where that comes from. Huh? Mom and Daddy, do we act Christ-like? Is Christ manifest in us? Our spouse, our children, do they see Christ in us? Amen. Or every now and then they get a little glimpse of the Antichrist. Amen. That's its rebellious. That's its pushing away. That's contrary to what God says, to edifying and uplifting. I want to encourage you, just try it. Just try it for a while. It's hard. I know it's hard. But for just a little while, try it from now till Christmas. From now to Christmas. That's just 4 weeks. You can do it. I know you can. From now to Christmas, let's just try our best. Say, Lord, please help me to edify and uplift. Everything I do, everything I say would be to encourage and uplift. Lord, help me. I pray Thee not to do anything discouraging. Amen? Can we try that? Can we try it from now to Christmas? Amen? Ask the Lord just to help us. You say, well, preacher, we ought to be doing it every day. Yeah, we should be. But are we? I'm talking about myself, everybody, all of us. We ought to be trying to uplift and encourage, praise God, because there's enough discouragement to go around. Amen. We need to be uplifting and encouraging, praise God, because we are a child of God. Amen. The lights come on. We know where we're at. We know where we're going. We're trusting Him. Amen. He can do it through us. We can't do it by ourselves. But if we trust Him, He can do it through us. Amen. He can give us the power to become children of God. Amen. To lift up, to encourage. He said they were of the world. He said, but we, verse 6, and I'm done. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What do you say, Pastor? I say this in closing. These people that went out, they didn't know who God was. They had no relationship with the Lord. But He said, we know who God is. Amen. Listen. He said, we know what truth is. Amen. Listen, young people, don't be deceived by a lie. See, the devil has a way of painting pretty lies. Amen. But if it'll not uplift and encourage somebody, it's probably not the truth. Amen. He said, it's probably error. He said, but we know the difference between truth and error. We know what difference between what's right and what's wrong. Amen. And God says, if we realize that we're not them, we're not they, we're us. Amen. We're not those that went out, but praise God, we're those that's coming in. Amen. Coming to get in, coming to be part of something that's so much bigger than what we are. Paul said, Philippians, he said, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Amen. I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. For the next month, from now till Christmas, amen, I want to just encourage you to try to do those things that would edify and uplift the name of Christ. Amen? You reckon we can do that? You reckon you can do that? Would you be willing to try?